talked a little bit in our afternoon session about sacred sites and pilgrimage, and I was going to ask how it is determined where each individual should go on pilgrimage.
Well,
unless it's a similar answer that it's mysterious.
Well, certainly in our conditions, it's largely the job of the, let's call it the presumed attending shaman, to look into that. And there are ways of seeing it. Dreams are very helpful in that respect, but that's not the only way. But that's the basic thing. The thing about pilgrimage in relationship to sacred sites is that it's not really a matter of where you want to go. It's a matter is some place inviting you or even demanding that you come. There has to be a what I'm going to call a pre-existing soul relationship to the place. And at a certain place that a certain time, the place will create conditions to bring that up. All kinds of different conditions. For example, sometimes there's something called an illness of calling, which means you're being called to an engagement with the sacred site for your benefit and the benefit of others. And if you don't pay attention to it, or you feel like, oh, I don't want to bother with that or something, then the place can actually create stronger and stronger, let's call it provocations. In some cases, that can take the form of an illness, but it doesn't always have to be that way. An illness of that sort can really only be resolved by answering the calling.